You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? DJ Bucky here, Move the Sticks. Got a big program scheduled for today. I'm back in studio. I've been doing this from home for a little while. Now I'm back here in the friendly confines at Culver City. And Bucky, we've got, whom many folks might not know, the godfather of this pod, of this very podcast, could be joining us on the show today.
Oh, yeah, the godfather.
The godfather. That's Dave Damashek. And for those that don't know Dave, I'm sure you guys all do, Dave has had his popular podcast at NFL Media for quite some time, the Dave Damashek Football Program, with both of us guesting on that show all the time. And Then from that, we're kind of like a spinoff. So we're like the Frasier to his Cheers. But I don't know if Frasier ever got his biggest Cheers. So I don't know if that's accurate. What do you think, Sully? So, oh my gosh, this could be way over Sully's head.
Cheers.
These were shows in the 80s.
Yeah,
probably gonna go right cheers. Over your head.
Didn't catch too much of that growing up.
You're probably not even a Saved by the Bell guy, are you?
Saved by the Bell on the back end.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Hold up.
Yeah.
No, looking at the computer.
Yeah.
Can you tell me four characters on Saved by the Bell?
No.
Four.
Mr. What's-His-Face was the principal.
That's not his name. Not Mr. What's... It's Mr.
Belding. Mr. Belder.
No.
Belding.
Belding. Not
Belding.
You're 0 for
Got
1.
You.
Four. How many can you name?
I have no idea. I really don't.
So you don't know. You do not know four people from Saved by the Bell.
No.
How about two people?
Nope.
What's the guy with the blonde hair that's the lead character?
Nope. Nothing.
You don't know Zach Morris?
No.
Slater? A.C. Slater?
No. Why are you guys dating?
What is your speed? I'm trying to figure out what is your adolescent show? What is your teenage?
My teenage show? I don't know.
What's your drama? Your
was
drama?
Friday Night Lights? I don't know.
Friday Night Lights is acceptable.
Yeah.
Can you tell me three characters on Friday Night Lights?
Yeah. Both the Riggins brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. And
what were their first names?
Oh my goodness! It's my favorite show.
I'm getting
distracted. Mark in here is in my ear.
Yeah, Mark is back there. He's giving a hard time because he knows you don't have an answer.
No, I do. Riggins. It's Tim Riggins.
Thank you.
Yeah, and brother's name.
Yeah, what did they call the quarterback?
Streeter. Jason Street.
Well, what else did they
what
call
was
him?
His nickname?
Jason Streeter. I don't know. I don't know Jason Street's nickname.
QB1.
QB1. Sticks.
Oh,
right.
My goodness. Wow. By the way,
did you have a TV? Did you grow up with a TV in your house?
Yeah, I watched live television though.
All right, let's tell people the football stuff we've got coming up. We're gonna get Sheck in here. If he doesn't get, he's in traffic. If he doesn't get here in time, we're gonna go ahead and do it without him. But he did something we used to always talk about. We didn't use his word, but since he coined the phrase for it, we like to include him when we do these discussions about the Jenga pieces.
Jenga piece, the one piece where if
they can't
pull
miss
it out, they fall apart.
The team would fall apart. So we want to do that with some NFL teams. We do this before every season. It's kind of a tradition on the show. We like to bring Sheck in to do that. So we'll have that conversation. But before we get there, I want to go back to Sully again, getting a lot of airtime.
Getting a lot of flack.
If we flash back, and I think we should do that right now, let's flash back to the last episode with your pronunciation of maybe one of the greatest R&B groups of all time, especially of the 90s era. But let's flash back a little bit to Sully just butchering this name.
Yep. 90s R&B question. If you got the number one pick, overall pick, who are you taking? And he thinks he's going to either going to take Boyz II Men or Jodeci.
Jodeci.
Jodeci. Yeah. Oh, don't
Jodeci.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Sully.
What?
Sully.
Jodeci. Whatever.
Good.
Jodeci.
Hey, I was born in 91.
Sully.
Jodeci. Hashtag
Jodeci. I did mess that up, didn't I?
Bucky, I mean, what do we do here? We gave him some homework.
I don't know what we're able to do with
Jodeci. Really?
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty bad.
And social media picked up on this. They as did. Well. You caught some grief.
Yeah, I'll tweet out too. The faces of pure disappointment from the TDU guys.
Yeah, I got some text messages.
Yeah,
people were none too pleased.
Oh, I'm sure they were
very disappointed because they want to believe in you. They like you. They want to buy in. Yeah, it's just tough, you know. It's tough. So I gave you some homework. Why don't you explain what the homework assignment was and we'll see if you're able to get it.
Homework assignment was just to listen to the top three. I expanded it.
Yeah.
Did top 10 and I ranked them. Just
okay, you
the
ranked
five.
Them. Give me your ranking.
Okay. Cry For You. I had no idea that was Jodeci.
Okay, so you knew that song.
Yeah, that's number one.
Why don't you sing a bar for us real quick?
No, I'm okay. I don't have those pipes. It's also featured on Your Everything by Bun B and Rick Ross and all those guys. That's a great song.
Okay.
That's a song growing up. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Freaking You is a great one.
Yep.
Harmony is hard to beat. That's up there with some Bone Thugs songs.
Okay. Bone Thugs.
Yeah.
I love how he drops Bone Thugs like he's trying to pass off like he knows who Bone Thugs are.
I do. I like Bone Thugs. I grew up with Bone Thugs.
Sure you did. Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Forever My Lady. That's a decent one.
Decent one. Yeah, it's all decent. Time. It's an all timer.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Feenin. Now that.
It's a jam.
That's a jam. I think it was. It might have been Feenin or Forever My Lady or something. One of them. I was. You walked up behind me doing my homework this morning.
Yeah. You. I walked in. They're doing all this construction across the street, Bucky. So I'm going through all these different hallways. I don't know. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. But I see Sully's little station over there. I see him with headphones on. And I see him kind of rocking his head a little bit. And I'm like, what's he doing? So I go over there and tell you, hey, how's it going? And I look down, and sure enough, he was actually doing his homework.
I was doing my homework. Right. But so I was also laughing, too, because.
But you had a full week to do the homework, so you just now weighed right.
No, I did it. I started last night. I started last night and carried on into this morning.
Oh, that's not.
Where's Lately?
Lately?
Did Lately make your top five?
Not top five. Not really? Top five. Come and Talk to Me is, I mean, come on. That's their biggest song. That's number five.
I don't know that I'm going to trust you to tell me what their biggest song is.
Oh,
just pronounce the
name. By numbers. By numbers, it's their biggest song.
Okay, just pronounce the name.
Jodeci.
Okay, who are the members of Jodeci? Two guys. What are their names?
Let's see.
Come on now.
How much homework did you do here, pal? Wow, you're cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Marcus, hold
on.
Yes or no? Nod it's, yes
no,
or no,
no,
Mark. Is he cheating back there? No, he's not cheating. Okay.
Let's see. What's the Canadian singer's name? What's her name? JoJo? That's one.
Okay.
Yep. JoJo.
One.
Hi-C?
Oh. Come on.
The drink, right?
No, this guy is also the first name of a former Celtics coach.
Oh, geez.
During their heyday.
You're killing me with this one. Nope. That's all I got. I got JoJo.
You don't remember who coached the Celtics during the 80s when they were winning those championships?
Does it look like – I don't know who Jodeci is. So
I don't know if you follow basketball.
Sully, I'm really disappointed.
This is tough.
I know.
This is
tough. You guys are just roasting me the last two podcasts.
We need
rightfully so, though.
We're roasting you.
Rightfully so.
So if there was a – I'm not saying you have to go to the true like R&B school.
Yeah.
But if there was like a University of Phoenix version of that.
I need to go.
Where you could do it from home.
Yeah.
I want to get you signed up for some classes.
Please do.
Okay.
I mean, I just 90s
KC.
R&B. Wasn't
Casey.
Casey. Not high
JoJo.
C.
Yeah. High KC. C, not so much.
Brothers. Pair of brothers, right? I do know that. All right.
Nicely done.
From North Carolina.
All right. Well, hey, look, I'm proud of you for doing some – for attempting.
I did a little bit of homework.
Okay. That's all right.
All right.
All right, Bucky, let's jump in on Sheck. I don't know when Sheck's getting in here. Let's go through some of these Jenga pieces, what we think. I saw on Good Morning Football they were doing something similar as well. They were doing like an expansion draft. You could protect three players on each roster. Who would be those three players you would protect? Which I just saw one of them come across I would take issue with because it was the Cowboys, and it had Travis Frederick as one of their three and did not have Tyron Smith.
They would protect Travis Frederick.
They had Ezekiel Elliott, one of them, Dak, and then –
Travis Frederick.
I like Travis Frederick, but I'm going to go ahead and take Tyron Smith there.
Yeah, you have to take the tackle. You can't take the center.
All right. So let's just start right there with the Cowboys. We'll go with the, start with the NFC East. If just one, the one player that if you pulled him out of there, they would fall apart would be who?
I'm going to say Ezekiel Elliott. And I'm going to say Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, we kind of saw what they were like without him the year before, right?
Yeah, we saw what he's like. And since we're going to exclude the quarterback because most teams will fall apart with the quarterback, Ezekiel Elliott really is the primary catalyst of that offense. He's the driving force. He was the NFL leading rusher. He gave them an attitude, gave them an identity. And because they're able to run the ball so well with him at the dot, it really allowed the other pieces to have success. If you take Ezekiel Elliott out of that mix, it changes the way they defend the rest of the team. And I think it makes life difficult for Dak Prescott and some of the other players.
I agree with you there. And I think you look back to old school Cowboys with the triplets. Remember when Emmitt held out at the beginning of the season?
0-2.
Did not work out well.
0-2.
So I think that speaks to the importance of that position there in Dallas. New York Giants. I mean, the obvious one probably is Odell.
Has to be.
But I'm just thinking, like, you take Odell out with some of the pieces in place there, they can.
He's everything. I mean, he is the offense. I would.
What about Janoris Jenkins brought to that defense?
Yeah, but you know, the Giants' defense has been one that's traditionally been built on the play of their front line. And so, if I was going to argue on defense, they lost.
Last year, they were built back to front, though. I thought.
Yeah, but I think still
Landon Collins is a darn good player.
JPP, I like those guys, but.
Odell
is everything. Okay. Odell
That's
is everything.
Fine. Move on.
He's the lifeblood. He's the energy.
All right, Philadelphia, the one piece there. I mean, like if you go from Carson Wentz to Nick Foles, I think you're cooked.
Yeah, but I think with all of those guys, I think we have to exclude the quarterback.
You're taking the quarterbacks out. We can't use any quarterbacks. That's fair.
Because I think that would be unfair because most of the teams
would fall off. Yeah, I get it. That's fair.
So outside of that, who would be the guy on Philadelphia?
On Philly that you would not want to see pulled out of there. Fletcher Cox, pretty darn good.
That's what I was thinking.
That's pretty darn good.
Either Fletcher Cox or Jason Peters.
You know who another one, sneaky one for him, was there a different team with spacing right now? I haven't had much sleep.
Sproles?
No. My right tackle.
Lane Johnson. Can't go wrong.
I think if I had to say one, I would probably say Fletcher Cox. You don't want to take him out of the middle of that defense. Although I am on record as saying I think Timmy Jernigan's going to have a huge year playing next to Fletcher Cox.
All right, so we got Peters or Johnson.
Yep.
One to tackles.
Yep.
And in fact, they said that.
How about the Washington Redskins?
Trent Williams, maybe?
He is a great player.
That's it, Trent Williams. So
Kerrigan, get after the quarterback a little bit.
He was my next choice.
Yeah.
So it was one of those two guys, which is interesting because they paid all the money to Josh Norman, but yeah, we're talking about guys up front. Trent Williams or Ryan Kerrigan would be the two guys that I would say are the indispensable pieces.
Ooh, yeah, you know, I know he's missed some time, but, man, Jordan Reed is their mismatch guy, too.
He is.
They're a different team. They're a different team when he's out there.
He actually may be more valuable to Kirk Cousins than Trent Williams because
Kirk gets the ball.
He gets the ball out. But without Jordan Reed on the field to kind of dictate and create those mismatches, it could be harder for them to function. So maybe Jordan Reed.
Yeah, he's in the mix there, but I think those are the right two guys. Let's stay in the NFC. Let's go to the Chicago Bears. Is there such thing as a Jenga piece? The Bears.
Man, that's tough. Do they have anybody? I mean,
Kyle Long's a great player.
Kyle Long is the only one that I could think about being a guy that's a franchise kind of player outside of.
Who are you scared of defensively when you play them?
I mean, Leonard Floyd shows some flashes, but I don't know enough where I'm fearful. They don't have anybody on defense like that, which is so crazy for so long. Chicago. The Chicago Bears are built on their defense. Their rugged and rough reputation.
What about their young running back? Jordan Howard had a great second
great
league
season,
in rushing.
I think we can find a runner. I think we can find somebody.
Gosh, and dang, this is hard for this team.
I know. They're saying the young guy's tearing it up. Cohen.
Oh, yeah, Tariq Cohen. Boop. Human joystick. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
So he's tearing it up. So I'm going to go with Kyle Long.
You're going to go Kyle Long. Okay, yeah, because plus it just forces everybody else to play out of position, all that kind of stuff. Okay, I'll go with you on that. I'm looking at the rest of their roster to make sure I'm not missing anybody here, and I don't think we're missing anybody. I'm with you on that. Let's go with Kyle Long. Next up, Detroit Lions. Obviously, no quarterback in play, so we can't say Stafford. Yeah. That's an obvious one.
Who's there? Oh, Ziggy.
Ziggy Ansah?
Ziggy. Ziggy. To me, Ziggy's ability to rush the passer off the edge. He's a long pass rusher. They don't really have a pass rushing threat outside of him. And so if you take him away, they can't get after the pass. That puts a lot more pressure on that back end. And I like big play Slay. Darius Slay is fine. But then if you have him and Tease Tabor back there playing without the coverage, I think those guys could be exposed. So I'm going to say Ziggy is probably the critical piece for them.
Yeah, yeah, I like Darius Slay and what he brings to the table, but I think I like Glover Quinn's a good player, but Ziggy Ansah up front, he can make the whole thing go when he's healthy. I'll go with you on that one. I like that one. All right, Green Bay Packers.
A couple years ago, we saw him without Jordy, and it changed.
True.
Yeah, I'm going to go 87. Number 87. Let's go Jordy Nelson for me is the Jenga piece because without him, kind of changes the roles that everyone else plays in their wide receiver core. We saw that Randall Cobb wasn't able to get it done as a number one. Davante Adams I like, but I think he's best suited to play the number two role. So without 87, I think it changes. I will say this, with Martellus Bennett, if he's out, they still have another way to go because the way they've kind of restructured their offense with the tight ends. But 87 to me is their only guy who is kind of the guy that you're scared of when you look at their perimeter players.
All right. I'll tell you what, a sneaky one is David Bakhtiari, who's turned into a really, really good left
tackle.
Yeah,
he's turned into a really good player. I think he's exceeding expectations.
And when they can't protect Rodgers, it doesn't go. But, yeah, and the other one is Clay Matthews, just because his versatility allows him to get their best 11, you know.
He does, but my thing with Clay, man, has Clay been dominant the last couple of years?
He's good. He's really good. I don't know. Not dominant, but he's really good. All right, let's move on. Let's go. Damashek missing the whole boat here. Minnesota Vikings, Buck.
Ooh, man,
a lot of good players on that defense.
This is tough because I'm thinking about the defense right away.
And Everson Griffin.
The decision I'm trying to make is Everson Griffin, Harrison Smith, or Xavier Rhodes.
Who I think I might go Harrison Smith. Kind of the really? Straw. I think he might be the straw there.
Reigns of the outfit. You know, that's tough.
Middle of the field.
See, and in my head, I'm still saying pass rusher. You got to go pass rusher because Everson Griffin is a really good pass
rusher. Yeah, but Danelle Hunter can get after the quarterback a little bit. Robeson, you can survive a little bit with him. I mean, they've got some guys.
They do not have another safety.
You can't replace Harrison Smith.
Like Harrison Smith. Because Harrison Smith, to me, still, even though he's been a Pro Bowler, I still think he's underrated. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he actually does.
And they have a lot of corners.
Being able to drop in the box, playing the deep middle.
I think he's unique. Yeah. I think it's him. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We go there.
All right, we'll go with him. Atlanta Falcons. I mean, it's Julio, right?
It has to be Julio. Julio, we need Julio offensively.
Devontae Freeman's a good player. But
he
Julio
is, but
Jones.
We got Tevin Coleman if he goes back. But yeah. On offense, number 11 is the one that stirs that
yes.
drink. I can't wait to see what Sark does to kind of create more opportunities and production for him.
That'd be interesting.
Should be a lot of fun.
I think that one was easy. Let's go Carolina Panthers.
Let's go Kuechly.
Yeah, you take him out of that team. He's kind of the heart of that team. Changes them a little bit. I don't think anybody – I mean, obviously Cam would be the one if you could do quarterbacks, but on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's got to be Kuechly.
It has to be Kuechly. Yeah. Kuechly's still young. He's still in his prime. Thomas Davis is a really, really good football player. But he's older. Kuechly is kind of like the heart and soul of that defense. And we've seen them play without him. They're a different defense when Keekly's not in there.
All right, New Orleans Saints.
Ooh.
Defensively, really nobody because they've been awful.
The only person I could say would be Cam Jordan because he is their only
threat. Yeah, that's a good
he's
point.
He's their only threat as a pass.
He's a great player.
Pass rusher.
He's a great
he's
player.
Only threat. They don't have anything else outside of offensively.
Drew Brees can cover up a lot of things.
He masks a lot of different things.
I like that. I like Cam Jordan. That's a good call by you. Let's go with him. All right, let's keep it growing here.
Tampa Bay.
Mike Evans, they're a different team without him.
Yeah. Man. Mike Evans. Let's see. Do we have anybody on defense? Gerald McCoy is the only defensive player that I could think about being.
Good player.
A difference maker.
I mean, they've got some Levante David, Quan Alexander. They've got some depth there.
Yeah, they have some depth on defense. But, man, if you remove Mike Evans, it changes. It kind of changes. I'm going to go with Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, I think offensively, no question. I don't think they'd want to lose Vernon Hargraves as a talented young corner, though.
He's very good.
I have a tough time replacing him.
Yeah, he's a big, big number one receiver. Yeah.
But I think I'd go with you. I think I'd go with Mike Evans.
All right, NFC West, so what we have? We can go
Arizona Cardinals, Buck. Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, I think that's easy. I think
they've played without the Honey Badger, you know.
Yeah, I think Pat P. His ability to lock people down.
What about David Johnson, though?
Ooh, that is true. I mean, he's coming off an historic year.
Yeah.
Pat P. Though.
Let me just give you who like David Johnson goes out. You've got Andre Ellington, T.J. Logan, Kerwin Williams, like that kind of.
That's a big fall off. I feel like they need some more.
And then you go to Patrick Peterson, you've got Justin Bethel, You've got, I mean, you could really, I think Buda Baker could play outside if he had to.
Talking about Pat Pete.
Talking about younger. I mean, no, he's the best corner out there. So, I think they don't want to lose either one of them. No question. I think I probably, with you, though, I probably go with Patrick Peterson because you try and get a collection of guys to try and do what David Johnson does. They won't be able to, but I'd rather face that decision than trying to replace Peterson.
Yeah, because they play so much man-to-man. You have to have someone that can take away those number one receivers. Patrick Peterson is the only one that I can see that is able to do it.
Want to do the fastest one ever? The Rams. Aaron Donald next.
That was pretty easy.
That was easy. San Francisco.
Man.
Bad team.
Jeez. I mean, who?
By the way, I mean, I know they've added some people. I know they've added some
people. There's no one in the front seven that I'm sitting here without seeing Solomon Thomas. Like, there's no one up there that is the scary player.
Yeah, I mean, you got Reuben Foster and Solomon Thomas. They're exciting players. They're young guys. So they're rookies. We haven't seen them yet. Eric Reed is good.
He's kind of the only one that I could think about maybe. But
I think I don't think there'd be a huge drop-off.
I mean –
Here's the thing. It's interesting. When you look at these rosters from this standpoint, and we always throw out the phrase, who scares you? Like when you're doing the advance report and you're looking at – I'm looking at the roster of the offense.
Who are the threats?
Oh, boy. We better be ready. We got to deal with this guy this week. Who?
You have any threats? On either side
of
the ball.
Pierre Garçon is a good addition, a little bit older.
He's okay.
Carlos Hyde, he's okay. But like nobody scares you.
Nobody that jumps
Kyle
up.
Kyle Juszczyk.
Nothing.
Yeah, freck.
Man, first thing you're thinking about doing is you got to add some juice to that lineup.
Yeah.
They need like, no matter what the offensive or defensive system, without players, they need some guys. And so hopefully for them, Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster gives them some juice on defense, then they can continue to build it. But you're right. They don't have anyone off the paper that you're like, hey, man, we need to worry about such and such this week.
Yeah. I mean, let's see what Joe Williams does, the rookie from Utah at the running back position there. We got to pick one, Bucky. Who are we picking? Joe Staley. Joe Staley, done.
Okay.
He's been a good player for a long time.
All right.
Done there. All right, let's keep it going here. Who's next? Seattle.
Seattle. I went Earl Thomas.
Yeah, they're a different looking team without him. There's a collection of great players. I mean, I don't think you want to lose Bobby Wagner and his playmaking ability. Sherman is, you know, he's still a really, really good player, you know. But, man, I just think you take Earl out of the middle of that defense, changes everything.
I think it does absolutely change him. When you take, I mean – taking him away makes you use a different center field player. You don't have the center field in the middle of the field. Legion of Boom is not the same.
So you remember last year with the Cowboys where, you know, we got the injury to Tony Romo and everybody thinks the next man up.
It's done.
No, but who'd they think was going to be the lefty? It was going to be Kellen Moore, right?
Yeah.
Kellen Moore. Sheck is our Kellen Moore.
Right.
But our Dak Prescott just came into the studio right now. Matt Money Smith, if we can get his microphone pulled up here.
Hey, now. I don't even
hear him.
There he is. There he goes.
Yes. Nice.
Dak Prescott comes in, right. Saves
Come
the day.
In.
What kind of help
saves.
Did I have at Mississippi State, huh? What did I have
saves
around
the
me?
Day. Took underrated. Beating. Didn't complain, nothing.
Took a beating.
Underrated.
My number one receiver ran a what? Just ask Ike Taylor. What do you run?
4.9.
A 5.15. The combine.
It was at Demarion Runyon, right?
Yeah.
The one thing you might have in common with Dak Prescott, yeah. You might have got cracked over the head at spring break. Did that ever happen?
No, I'll tell you a story. It did not happen at spring break, but it did happen at a K-Rock Halloween show featuring the Foo Fighters.
Nice.
Who had just kind of started their role out there, and a band called Orgy that did a cover of New Order's Blue Monday was their big hit. I'm in line in the bathroom, and some guy just comes storming in. You know, it's a Halloween party. There's thousands of people there.
Were you being snarky?
No, he just decides to cut the line.
And I'm like, you're not having that.
Like, hey, man, don't be cutting the line. There's 15 people waiting here. Everybody's got to, you know, use the facilities just like you. Just wait right there.
Bathroom security.
We start. Yeah, exactly.
Bathroom security.
All 150 pounds of me, bathroom security right here. We start having words. For whatever stupid reason, I decide to just try to jab him right in the neck.
Wow.
And as that happens.
Who are you?
Exactly. Who is
Liam
guy?
Neeson. You went straight Liam
guy?
Neeson on this
who
guy.
Are
yeah.
you?
Next thing I know, guy busts a bottle over my head. All right.
Were you do you have a hat on or nothing?
No, not a hat on. Not a hat on. So I get a bottle busted over my head. He runs. He takes off. I can't find him.
Are you bleeding pretty bad?
I'm bleeding. I got to go to the hospital. This is why I tell the story, because this is the best part of the story. So I get to the
hospital.
It's
pretty good
already. Yeah, and I'm in the emergency room, and I ended up getting like 16 stitches in my head or something like that. Yeah, it was a pretty good cut. I mean, it was like – I think
not the front of the head, though.
No, it was right on kind of the top and the back side there on the crown. And as the doc is stitching me up in the ER – my costume happened to be a security guard, and I have a mustache, a push-through mustache, you know, that I had kept until Halloween that I shaved the rest off.
No.
And as he's sewing me up, he says, oh, man, it's a tough night to be security, isn't it?
Please tell me you just went with it.
I said, don't you know it,
it's
man.
It's a life we choose.
And I said, and of all the assignments, I got the bathroom. So, yes, I have been knocked upside the head one too many times, and maybe that speaks to my
my
issues.
We need your opinion here.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. We used to always do the we always just talked about it. If you could take one player off of a team, how much it would change their team. Okay. Shaq put the term Jenga pieces to it because you take that piece out, the whole,
whole thing crumbles.
So we've already gone through the NFC. Let's roll through the AFC and jump in here. Buffalo Bills, the one player you couldn't take off this team. Again, it's
no
hard.
Quarterback.
It's hard. Can't use quarterback.
Can't use quarterback.
It's hard with these teams that haven't been very good. But the one piece you couldn't take off that team.
I mean, I guess I'd go Shady, right? You're going to probably give him the ball 30 times a game. You got to score points in that division because in order to win it, you got to beat the Patriots, and they're probably going to hang at least 24 to 28 on you. Yeah. I'll go Shady.
See, the only other guy that I thought about potentially would be Marcell Dareus. That's it. But
when he's right, he's been consistent. Gosh, it's funny when you just look at this. Like, the offseason, it goes so fast. There's so many transactions. And I'm sitting here going like, what happened to that corner again? Where'd that corner?
Stephon Gilmore?
Where'd he go? He's the Patriots.
He's in the division.
He's the Patriots.
He's in that division.
Yeah, there you go. No, I think Shady McCoy. I think Cordy Glenn would be another
I was thinking
option.
Cordy Glenn, too. Yeah. But, again, all right. So, you lose Cordy Glenn, and your offensive line is even worse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at least Tyrod's back there and can maybe run around a little bit more and make
something
happen.
Cover some of that up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's go with that one. All right, Miami Dolphins.
Oh, man.
My thing is, you look at Jarvis Landry as a great player, but they have so many receivers.
I think they skip a beat there. Devontae
Parker, by the way. It's the year.
This is it?
It's coming.
Because last year was the year.
This is the year.
This is the year.
Yep.
Can I take Adam Gase?
Who?
The coach?
Yeah.
What happened to the coach?
No, I'm saying, can he be my Jenga piece?
He's your Jenga piece? But what happened to him?
No, I'm just saying, if you take him off the team.
He gets hurt? He gets heartburn?
Zim's dealing with an eye deal. You know, I mean, it's happening. Yeah, he got heartburn.
Urban Meyer?
He has allergies.
You know what? He's addicted to that Cuban coffee down there, and it burned a hole in his intestine.
What about Sue?
Gosh, again. You know,
my thing is Sue. Like we talked about,
is it money? Is it money because we're dinging him?
No. My thing is like when you play the Dolphins, I look at both sides of the line of both sides, offense, defense. That's the guy I circle and say, don't let him beat us.
Right.
He's the guy. He is.
Even when he's not making tackles, he dominates games. You can't move that guy in there.
Well, I don't think it's anyone on offense.
Laremy Tunsil might be that guy next year. I think he's going to be great.
Yeah,
not the left tackle, but I think if I was going to play this team and you told me I could remove one player and don't have to face him, I would take it.
So it's the tech at the end of the thing and the guy who can't shoot it. So you're like, hey man, I get to pick your shooter.
That's the guy.
Right? That's exactly what it is. And that guy's at the end of the bench with like a Gatorade bar in his mouth. What's up, coach?
Who? Me? Yeah.
Huh? You're shooting them, buddy.
Yeah. That's a great parallel.
Yeah.
I'd go Sue. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Sue. He's going Adam Gase, just to be
different. I'm going Gase.
You don't believe in Clyde Christensen. We do. Okay, yeah. That's a difference between
us. Yeah,
there
you go.
You're going Gase.
Patriots.
Ooh.
They just won the thing without – I mean, Gronk, whatever.
That's a tougher one there. The Patriots.
I mean, we all said Gronk a year ago.
Yep.
So who's that guy now? Like, who's the guy that
– I mean, now that they have Brandon Cooks, you know, if it's Edelman that goes down and it's not like you take him anyway.
They've built up so much depth.
Well, that's what I mean. Defensively, too. I mean, my goodness, they're off season.
I mean
– you mentioned Stephon Gilmore.
They're like kind of like the one team that's built.
And that's how they're built.
Yeah, they're built to overcome all of it.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to come up with one. I mean, I'll tell you what, who makes a lot of big plays for them and who's a pain to deal with is Trey Flowers. And again, I mean, I'm just looking at what they have and saying that'd be okay. You take him out. They don't have a lot of
– Dante Hightower maybe?
do a lot of things, but they just cycle through all these guys. And they just signed David Harris. You just plug him
exactly.
in. He's not Dante Hightower, but they won't skip a beat. You'll have Van Noy and David Harris.
And I mean, you've got Gilmore and Butler, but you would
maybe
I mean,
Butler. Think about maybe
what
Butler. Though.
Yeah, but think about what Butler was right before he became Malcolm Butler. He was another guy at the back end.
Look at all the corners on all these Super Bowl teams.
Right.
But if we take Butler out and they have Gilmore, who else do they have? Who's the other guy?
Right. Eric Rowe from Philly. Eric They'll Rowe. Plug him in. Cyrus Jones is still there. I mean, that does the names change? Nothing changes.
Right.
I mean, look, hold up. If you can take Adam Gase,
Bill,
then we have to take Belichick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's kind of no fun, right? But although I don't know how many of those teams would you do. It makes it interesting because how many teams would you say that the coach is that important?
Let's do that.
Everything because you take him.
Yeah, it's over.
He's the brains of the outfit.
This is the toughest one, the Jets. I say Leonard Williams, but I mean that they're terrible with him.
It's no one on offense.
I'm going to take Leonard Williams just because of how he
broke up the fight.
Listen.
He physically just picked him up like it was nothing.
Picked up Darren Lee like he was me.
Yeah.
Like he weighed 150. There are certain physical feats that I am not just intrigued by but astounded by. One of them is simply watching Yao Ming walking. When you are in close proximity to him, it truly is the most outstanding athletic achievement feat I have ever seen. The way a man that large and that wide can just walk.
My favorite story about
especially
Leonard
with
Williams
a head that large.
Is how in exact science we talk about the draft. Think about recruiting. I was told he went to the Alabama camp on campus. They got to watch him for however many days their camp is. 2 days. Leonard Williams. No offer.
Come on. How does that happen?
Hey.
How does that happen?
A lot of big bodies down there already in the South.
I mean, you know, like when you're in the backyard and the
– I mean, but also understand, who do they have? So who recently came out of there?
Well, I mean, they had all those guys. Jaron Reed.
A'shaun Robinson, Jaron Reed. They had
they never walk away
Jonathan
from
Allen.
Jonathan Allen, yeah.
Sean Hand, who's coming out this year.
Well, I mean, this is going back a few years, but
Darius.
Still.
Yeah.
He picked up Darren Lee like – you know, like it reminds me of like a backyard party, right? When you want to help out and you pick up the folding chairs and the guy who's really strong will like grab five
stack
of them, be like, yeah, what are you doing over there? I got five of them that I'm taking at a time. And you got one. That's Leonard Williams. I mean, he just picked up a 260-pound human being like it was a single folding chair and just moved him to the other
side. I guarantee you've done this because that's what you do at the end of the year banquet that's in the gym.
Right.
For our kids.
Absolutely.
Because I'm always that guy.
Folding chair help guy.
And I'm always like – I'm always thinking about volunteering to do it, but then my wife always volunteers me. Yep. So then you don't get the bonus points for even being a good person because you're just doing what your wife
wants.
Hey,
all these people are going out to the islands for soft tacos. I'll stick around and pick up the chairs. That's just the kind of guy I am, right?
By the way, sidetrack story here, and then we'll get back in. What division are we in?
We're in the AFC East.
So we're going to go to the AFC
East.
We're going to go over to the AFC North.
North.
Before we do that, my favorite awards story. Most improved. Thoughts on the award of most improved. If you were to receive it, what would be your immediate reaction?
Well, I guess I was pretty bad last year.
I guess I sucked, right?
I didn't know I was that bad.
So on my high school baseball team, we had a guy who ended up getting drafted. He was a good player. He was our best player, clearly our best player. But the coach, for whatever reason, it was kind of a weird deal, but he didn't give him the player of the year at the end of the year banquet, which was just at our school. So he finished up. He gives him the most improved, and this guy's got a little temper to him. So I'm like, this is not gonna go well. So doesn't say anything. Goes up there, shakes his hand, doesn't smile, takes his plaque. So I come after the banquet's over. He's in his truck, a lowrider truck, and I'm behind him, and I see him. We get outside the school. He hits the gas, and on the first corner, I see that trophy just go flying out the window. It was awesome.
That is good. That is good.
Did you ever get most improved anything? I got most improved at a basketball camp one time, and I was hot.
You know, I don't know if I've ever gotten most improved. I would be upset about that because that means that
you thought nothing
very,
of me.
Yeah, very low.
Yes, it's
very
the,
low.
It's the non-athlete in this room. I think my only awards through high school were I was the Model United Nations best delegate. And I was the outstanding delegate. I was Israel, by the way. This is circa 1988, I believe. I had to be Israel, and not only the General Assembly, but the Security Council. I got most outstanding delegate for that.
Thank you.
Now, had I got most improved next year, you bet your that thing would have been thrown right out the school bus window. Most improved. Been dominating this place for 3 years.
Most
I just think it was because I was the 6'1" white kid at the basketball camp. Well, I'm like, the expectations were
give
so
it to the white
low
guy.
By the end of the week, they're like, yeah, he's not bad. Yeah, most improved.
You know,
he's okay.
Hey, throw the whitey a bone. Come on. Take care of him.
Baltimore Ravens money. Jenga piece.
Baltimore Ravens, no quarterback. Boy.
I mean, long Suggs time. Has Suggs been Suggs hurt. For a long time.
Yeah,
it's been Suggs.
You got, man. I mean, Weddle was pretty great last year, although you wouldn't know it based on the.
You know, a sneaky one is Marshall Yanda.
Yeah. Yanda. But would you take, but, I mean, Stanley was pretty good, too. You know, if you're talking about offensive line, would you rather lose your left tackle or your interior line?
I wrote down Mosley.
CJ Mosley?
Yeah, I was thinking Mosley.
Well, he's the juice on the second level.
He's a leader, too.
Who's the other juice defender that they have?
Well, Eric Weddle played well last year.
I liked him. I considered him, but now they have
Jimmy Smith just been up and down. It's going to be interesting to see what Jimmy Smith and Marlon Humphrey. You talk about all the ability in the world, but two guys are wildly inconsistent. But C.J. Mosley's a good one. I'll go with
you. I'm comfortable with that.
Let's go C.J. Mosley. All right, next one up. Who we got? Cincinnati?
Well, A.J. Cincinnati? I'll go A.J.
Green. It's probably not much of a discussion, is it?
No.
Yeah, it has to be him.
I mean, there's Geno, if you want to go that side.
Well, you also got Dunlop.
Yep.
Pac-Man? No vote for Pac-Man?
Georgia Love.
Well, he is their emotional leader. They certainly do follow his lead, don't they, emotionally?
No votes for Pac-Man. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. He has set the tone for the organization, has he not?
So bad. Cleveland. That's tough. They won a game.
Did
Joe Thomas.
Garrett. Yeah, let's just, you know what? How do you not give Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yes, he's the only one.
All right, Joe Thomas for them. Pittsburgh. This one is tricky.
Because is it Antonio or is it Lev?
I go Lev, Bill.
I go Antonio because they did it with D'Angelo. D'Angelo was putting up 150 yards a game when Lev went down. I mean, he was super effective.
He was super effective, but I believe Lev is the difference maker. Like,
I don't disagree.
They didn't have him. It was different.
Yeah, I do not disagree. But, man, Antonio Brown is special.
He is special.
I mean,
nice playmaker.
We did rank Lev Bell above in our VOD, above Antonio Brown.
I have no problem with that.
Wait, spoiler alert.
No, not spoiler alert. It's called a plug, Bucky.
Yeah, give
thank
it a plug.
I'm with you on this one.
A plug would have been, hey, you should check out our VOD.
Find out who's exactly where I'm going
if you let me get there.
Yeah, too late.
You gave it up.
Too late. You blew it.
Too late. We blew it.
Gave up the juice.
Well, you know.
But anyway, check out that VOD on YouTube.
Break the tie. Break the tie, DJ.
Martavis coming back, hopefully.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. I think I'd go with Lev Bell.
Okay.
Just for all the different things he can do.
Fine with it.
But I don't hate either guy.
Nope.
I wouldn't want to lose either one of them if I were the Steelers. All right.
For the South? Or do we go?
Yeah, we're going to the South.
South.
Texans. I mean, they won the division without J.J. Watt, so that makes it a little bit tougher.
Yep. That does make makes it a lot tougher.
I'll take away Nuke Hopkins.
Nobody.
Brock Osweiler took him away last year, and they still won the division.
Nuke Hopkins would be my guy.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, yeah, because you took away Watt. You know what? I'm still going to go Watt.
What are you talking about? We got Clowney.
I know. You got Clowney, but
hey, they're different.
They're a totally different team.
They were the number one defense, but it's still a different
team. When you can put Watt out there with Clowney, good God. You know, with the emergence of Clowney. So, yeah, I'll still go Watt. I'm fine with that, even though last year suggests they can still win a bad division.
So, in baseball, real quick, sidetrack, we have a closer. And usually a closer, you ask him to come out there and throw an inning. You get three outs, right?
Yep, that's it.
But there's like a new category that we're going to call the Damashek, which means we don't even need three outs. We don't even need to get your batter out. Can you just get us a strike?
A strike.
That's all we're asking
for.
That's
all we need.
Unlikely I can provide that for you, but you know what? It's fitting that I'm a lefty because very often in the bigs you see in the sixth or seventh inning, hey, go handle that one batter, throw two, three, four pitches, and that's your night.
We built a whole show around our quote-unquote starting pitcher, Dave Damashek.
This goes to your analogy. We talked about when you weren't here, we said we're having a Dallas Cowboys situation. Tony Romo's out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Dak Prescott comes in.
Yep.
So now –
I don't even know if your mic should be up right now.
It's fair. I'm Matt Flynn, and he's Russell Wilson.
Hold on. We're not going to let you comment at all on the Jenga pieces. We'll let you do your press conference and explain how you feel about the fact you've been replaced by Tony.
And it's a meritocracy. You can talk about how it's a meritocracy.
It's a bad look to be Drew Bledsoe, you know, in the locker room after the victory over the Rams in the Super Bowl and being like, yeah, I mean, really, I should have gotten the start there, not the kid in number 12 there.
But kudos to him.
I mean, good. You know, I'm happy for him. It's a good opportunity. If it helped the team out, then good for all of you.
We did a nice thing when you weren't here, too. We talked about how you were the godfather of this show, how we were the Frasier to your Cheers. I mean, we really honored you and spoke about how we've tried to just emulate everything that you've done and how we're so excited to have you for the full show.
Don't
today.
Do that. Build Don't emulate anything I do. That's then, a terrible idea.
And then here he comes. Traffic that bad, huh?
Well, no, it was. Listen, a nightmare. No one cares about what a nightmare.
Here.
I was in a wreck.
He was in a wreck.
My car was messed up. Somebody pulled out in front of me and the airbags deployed.
Oh, you ever actually had Were you that? By yourself?
Never, yeah. Thank goodness.
Oh, good.
I've never had it.
Did the powder come out?
Yeah. It smells like gunpowder is what it says.
Did it hurt?
A little bit. I got the boo-boo
on
my elbow.
You are scratched up a little.
I got an elbow boo-boo.
You know what? If you were Elliot Harrison, though, you would have come in here bandaged up.
A
lesser man wouldn't have been able to do it, but it's game day. I got to play. Cut me, Rock.
Most people are not aware of a man named Jack Youngblood who played
with a
championship game, and then he played in the Super Bowl. I am Jack Youngblood 2.0. I'm going to play.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me.
You know, because it's a Move the Sticks podcast, though, you know, and I want to respect my hosts, I also point out, you can maybe call me Byron Leftwich, you know? You guys are going to
carry me down the field.
But once I get to my spot, I'm going to make the play.
I'm going to need to carry me from the green room to Studio One.
Bucky had good technique on the carry there. Other people can't appreciate it.
Dave, jump in. Colts, Jenga piece. No quarterback.
Yeah, of course, no quarterback. I suppose it has to be somebody on the defensive side.
Who?
Not a lot there.
Who? They don't stop anybody.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. I'm all flustered at this point.
Yep.
It's certainly too much to go with.
T.Y. certainly changes things.
I'm looking at – I was going to say Frank Gore is a reach at that at this point. Yeah,
Watch out for Bucky's guy, Marlon Mack, this year.
He got 1,000 yards
Bucky's
last
guy,
year.
Marlon Mack, this year. That's Bucky's guy. Put your name on him.
I will go with T.Y. Hilton, even if it is a little bit obvious. You know, I don't know that Philip Dorsett, I should say – is he ever going to pay off?
Still waiting.
Yeah, still waiting.
Is that going to happen?
First of all, he did Adam Gase as his Jenga piece for the Dolphins. So that opened up the door. Right.
I think that's fair.
So then we did Belichick allergies. As well. So two coaches.
Adam Gase had allergies.
Yeah, that's how he said he couldn't make it.
Bermuda grass.
Overwhelming. Very humid.
A lot of pollen this year.
By the way, the Patriots one is super interesting as far as I'm concerned because when Gronk went down point, I declared, they're still going to win the division. They're still going to be the number one seed. But I think when the competition is raised in January, I think that's going to get exposed a little bit. And obviously, I don't know. I don't remember how the season wrapped up. I think I ended up being wrong about that. The one that is, I must declare, because I said Gronk at the end of 2016, the biggest, the most important Jenga piece in all of pro football.
And then it gets pulled out and they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then they still win the Super Bowl. The one that that will be more difficult to push back on, Earl Thomas of the Seahawks. I mean, I often say that Cliff
missed a heck of a show, by the way.
We
already did.
It's been here.
So we don't need to cover that. Yeah. Well, but I mean, it is remarkable.
Says the guy that showed up halfway through.
The Seahawks. It is interesting that for all the talk about and deserved the greatness of that defense, it is interesting that. And I do think if Cliff Avril doesn't get hurt in the third quarter of Super Bowl 49, they probably
couldn't
win that game because they remember Bennett and Avril that tandem was wrecking things for the, and then Avril goes out and all of a sudden 12 has all day
too.
Back there.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Also Jeremy Lane in the first half, but Earl Thomas. I mean, it's an 8.5 point difference. He goes out in week 11, I think, is when he gets hurt, and they're allowing 16.1 points a game. in the after he goes out, it goes up to 24.5. Imagine that. Touchdown. The guy's worth more than a touchdown.
I'm just looking around the table here, and I'm just having us all together, which I think is the first time this has ever happened.
I think this
collection of four guys.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to think in terms of Golden State, who's who.
Ooh.
Well, I think I'm KD. Clearly, I've entered the fray. No. You guys were doing nice. Then Damashek jumps in.
He's Draymond. Zha. Oh no,
Zha.
He's,
no,
no, we got the big four. Just off the big four. Off the big four.
Okay. No, I don't
know. Zha, Zha.
You start. You get the start. You get the start. But as soon as the damn ball, we're seven. You're out.
I don't think it's. Well, here, I'll start with Shaq, so we can start eliminating. He's Draymond because
he's
Draymond's,
the agitator.
He's yes, and okay. He's also the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah,
you know?
Also
when he introduces a topic, many of us will simply follow his lead, and we will enjoy that particular topic. So he is the Draymond.
Plus, he's been known to kick people in the
right in the can, right there, right between the legs.
And is no stranger to doing some dumb stuff in general. Yes. So yeah, right.
Precisely.
I have gotten some texts. Never mind. Yeah. All right, so he's Draymond. Okay.
So
go
here's
ahead,
what
Monty.
I would say. Here's what I would say. I would say if I'm gonna say who Steph is, because Steph, I think if you're talking Clay and Kevin and Steph, Steph is kind of like the guy that's gonna end up on the cover of the program, right? Bucky, I'm sorry, you're not gonna be on the cover of the program, and we all know that I'm not gonna be on the cover of the program.
Program
so
guy.
DJ is.
I thought
you're
gonna
go
with the
program.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah, and squeaky clean, and the squeaky clean guy.
Okay. That leaves two. One of you guys is KD, and one of you guys is.
It's got to be. I'm thinking.
I think I'm more Clay because
who's
you know
pure
what?
Though. But you know what? All three of those guys. The thing you would say more than anything else is that they're just so pure with that stroke.
The thing about Clay, though, is
he takes on the hard assignment. He's totally the defender.
He's totally content.
That probably followed
me. Clay is totally content to fill in whatever crack you need him to fill in. You want me to be the premier defender and I'm taking 11 shots this game? Great. You need some scoring in Oklahoma City because we're down 3-1 and now I got to put up 50?
Yeah, but
great. Whatever you need, I'm content to do.
I think that's not you, though.
No, hold up. Listen to what he just said. You need me to host a fantasy show?
Yeah.
Fine.
You need me to do a podcast?
Done.
You need me to do a radio show?
Done.
You need me to be the voice of the Los Angeles Chargers?
Whatever you need, I'm content to do.
But I'm never
the biggest star in the room. I'm not. If people come into this room, I will be the last person a fan of football wants to take a photo with. No question.
That's more KD-like than Clay.
No. KD's the biggest star on the team.
Yeah, but KD reluctantly. He left.
That's you.
And then he kinda,
No. KD. I'll tell you what. Money has to be KD.
Yes.
Money does.
Exactly.
Money and KD
exactly.
Do the falsely modest. Like, well.
Oh, you know, I mean,
I'm not the biggest.
I'm not the biggest star. I'm not. But look at my name in lights everywhere. No.
Hey everybody. No, did you hear about the Chargers?
No. No, I'm Clay.
Come on.
You're a kitty.
The more literal one, it makes sense for you to be Clay, Bucky, because you played offense and defense.
Speaking of money, so I walk in and Money goes, hey, I don't have my glasses today. I just got my new pay stub for the new job. Read that. How much taxes are they taking out? Yes, can't see that. Very good.
Can you believe that's with taxes? How about that?
All right, let's finish up. We're almost done here. Let's.
Why do I want to hear what you had for the Steelers?
Did we go TY for the?
We already did.
I just was curious.
We both went left Bell. I went Antonio Brown
because I said D'Angelo. D'Angelo did
and
a fine.
AB.
Wow. Been here in time to vote.
You're right. I might try to go Shazier. Ryan Shazier. He might be the actual Jenga piece.
Jenga piece.
The guy who makes the biggest difference when he's in and out of the lineup in terms of how the entire unit performs, I think that's more important even than AB. That's
good producing, by the way. If we don't have, I don't know, I know we're not allowed to play it, but I'd like to, off of Dave's story when he came in here, if we could have Crash by Dave Matthews Band just as he's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I wish.
Wait, I'm getting kicked out already?
No. We've got to finish up. We're almost done.
Actually, you know what? If I may, just because I like music and Dave Matthews is terrible, can we instead do the Primitives?
Did you get hit by the bus?
Can we do the There Goes My Hero?
were you walking underneath the bus?
Sully back there. There goes my hero. What, the one who nearly took my life? That's your hero now?
Yeah. No. I was talking about you.
You never want to get thrown under a bus, especially if it's a Dave Matthews bus.
Yes, exactly. Great call. You never know what's going to be coming out of that. That was in Chicago.
I know. Yes. Once, the tour bus dumped all the waste, all the human waste out of the thing into the Chicago River, but it landed on a boat.
Yes.
It landed on which
the tour
which
boat. Then,
which, of course, defines, finally, in man's recorded history, that is the best example ever of a poop deck. Thank you.
Well done.
Let me get out of
all
here.
Right, Jackson.
Now that's it. I'm not going to do any better than that.
How about
Thank
that?
Thank you.
Ha ha hole tonight, Comedy and Magic Club tomorrow.
Jaguars, go around the table. Money, Jags, Jenga piece.
Jags, Jenga piece. Oh, boy.
Got a lot of receivers.
Lenny Fournette.
I know who you're going with.
Offense is going to work this year, that guy's going to have to be great.
I know. That's where we're going. I was going to Jalen.
Jalen, yeah.
I'm going Jalen Ramsey.
I like Jalen as a pick, too, but I'm gonna do a little unorthodox here. A guy who hasn't even played a game there yet, Calais Campbell. He'll be the difference. I think he's going to set up a lot of those guys in the front seven.
Because here's what I'll say about Jalen Ramsey. Can Jalen Ramsey intercept Blake Bortles passes himself or no? Because if he can't, then I don't think he's as worthwhile as perhaps Leonard Fournette, because then Blake Bortles is not throwing the football, and he can't throw those back-breaking interceptions, and the Jaguars won't need 35 points to win a game.
Maybe they put him on offense.
A little two-way,
psychological.
There we go. There we go.
That around. All right, the Titans.
Titans.
Got a couple backs, so you can say that.
Yeah, so
Taylor Lewan is – I know they got Conklin, but Taylor Lewan is
he's darn good.
A great player.
But Mariota can – you know, he's got – he can move, you know.
He also got hurt.
He did.
How about Delanie Walker?
Ooh.
I thought about Delanie, but I will go Lewan there,
but now
too.
You got, you know, you got Decker that arrived. You got the Corey Davis who just drafted really
They've
high.
They've got a decent group now with Tajay Sharp, Rashard Matthews.
They're all the same, though. I wish they had one speedster.
Yeah.
They all are kind of plotters.
You don't want to go plotter on.
You know, looking at it, I think
I'm just saying, but they're all kind of bigger. Just
your Lewan might be the call.
I think it is.
I'll tell you, Jarrell Casey
might be it. Call.
Jarrell Casey is a big piece of their defense too, though. But I would go. I would go right in the middle.
Yeah,
Lewan.
I think you're right.
All right, now we're last division: Denver Broncos, Von Miller.
Yeah, not even close.
That's an easy one. Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean. Probably Houston, right?
Justin Houston.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh,
Eric Berry. Oh. Come on,
Eric
guys.
Berry. But you know, to me,
Travis Kelce.
Travis
Kelce. They don't have another. They don't have another wideout.
Yeah, but that pass rush, man. That's what
they got. Tyreek Hill left. Tyreek Hill right.
Yeah. I go Houston.
Justin Houston remains. It's funny, you know. I feel
D4
like
D4 got 10.5 sacks.
I know. I make fun of like a lot of people may not know this, but for real, Justin Houston almost broke Michael Strahan's single season
Quietly.
Sack record, and nobody is. I guarantee you, people couldn't tell you who that is.
What about your guy, Marcus Peters?
Not as the jingle piece. I don't think it completely falls apart because the pass rush.
I'm telling you,
it's Travis Kelce.
I don't know. I'm tempted to say, just for what we saw in very limited, if you take Tyreek Hill and those explosive plays are going to be a big part of what they're doing.
He's everything.
I still go.
Plus, you get the return game.
How long, by the way, as a side note, have you guys discussed how long Alex Smith is under center? Do you think he makes it the entire year?
I think he'll make it
the whole year.
I think he's there for two more years.
Yeah, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is ready to go.
And by the way, you know, I think about it also in terms of division, like what we were talking about. You know, if you want to win the division, you need blank. Yeah. And that's kind of the way I look at this Jenga piece. When you think about the Broncos offensive line, the question mark around the Chargers offensive line, like when you have Von Miller or Justin Houston, that's how you win those games.
Pass rushers in that division are
ridiculous. So that's the thing. I mean, that's where you're going to – and that's why the Chargers, you know, we'll get to next with Bosa and Ingram, where they can now compete, you know, in that same game.
That's the next team, Bosa?
Bosa.
Isn't it interesting?
Bosa.
They play without
Jason
Verrett.
Yeah.
I would say Ingram over Bosa.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
– I think so.
He's obviously had the injury situation.
If you go back and look at – no, I mean, he did, but
– He did a limited amount of –
He did make that point. But when you look at his sacks compared to Ingram's sacks and production, Bosa's are more –
You're going to go effort, try hard, overachiever, throw them all out there.
I didn't want to do that, but now that you've kind of laid out the red carpet, yeah, their effort and energy, their sack – Ingram is the speed rush, the dynamic player, whatever. I think you really can't go without either one.
It's one of those two.
Can I give you a comp? I don't know that we ever used this comp for Bosa when he was coming out.
Michael Bennett, right?
That's who I think one of the ones I use. But the way you were just started hearing it in my head, the effort. Remember, it was like Jared Allen. Like after like the fifth year of his try hard sacks of like 15 plus, it was like, yeah, the guy's got to be a little bit better to try hard.
No.
15 sacks every year.
No. I wouldn't disrespect because I think his hand skills are like.
But that's Jared Allen was hand skills and motor and combine that all together. I think that he can do that. I think he'd have a Jared Allen type of career.
I think he can do that. I think Ingram is the one that is a little more dynamic that you have to pay attention to because he comes off the open side and he's going to be the Leo in that defense. He is going to be a little more problematic just because he's going to get those one-on-ones. I don't know. I like both of the guys.
By the way, isn't it interesting that how you can kind of regard this, and it can't be a fluke that it goes this way, you guys, with drafting. I always say the team seem like they try to keep up with the Joneses. Whoever is the best, the other NFC North teams sort of build their team to keep up with the Packers to some degree, or zig where the Packers are zagging. All those AFC West teams are kind of defined by the fact that they have two great pass rushers. So whereas the NFC South is the quarterback division for really high end QBs. They all four in this division have good.
The easiest way to get to the playoffs is you have to be able to win a division. You win a division, it gives you a lottery ticket. So you have to build your team to
win the division.
Raiders. Last team.
Mac.
It has to be Mac because they don't have another pass. Like, they don't have another.
They got nothing else.
That was easy. Pass rusher.
Yeah.
Mac. Yeah. Mac.
I'll tell you what.
Although the defense was lousy last year. And
imagine
Khalil
how bad it would be without him. I mean,
I think Bucky talked about try hard and effort. That's what we do on our MeUndies read. But I want to hand this off to a true professional.
And we did this the other week. And I'll tell you what. Here's what I'll tell you about MeUndies. All right. One, there's a couple things you need here. One, comfort, obviously. That is however they may look, if you are comfortable down there.
It's important.
You can have the most beautiful house, right, on the block. But if that foundation is not right, it's going to come crumbling down. You might have the nicest pants, the nicest shirt, but if you're adjusting yourself, if you're the guy that, I'm just going to put my hand in my pocket here and like I'm grabbing my phone, but you're really grabbing.
So in other words,
you're grabbing
the Jenga
Domino's underpants.
The Jenga piece of your clothes are
your underwear.
Can you please tell Emma to cover her ears?
Emma,
cover your ears.
Emma's back here, the producer for
earmuffs.
Dave Damashek.
Earmuffs.
So here's what I'm saying.
So what do you got, Mike?
The thing with MeUndies is it's the fabric. And I don't think, for those that have not come around.
Is this a double M?
This is a double M.
Yeah.
This is the micromodal, you know? And if you have not.
Three times.
If you have never.
Three times the soft.
If you've never experienced it, and I've got some on right now. It changes the game, especially as someone who has an hour and a half commute, you know, at times.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got the MeUndies on. And look.
Breathable.
I get a little crazy with it, too. I got the pizza slices.
Ooh.
Why not?
I like the pandas. I got the pizza slices, too.
Exactly.
I like to get my hands on the pizza slices.
You know what? If the kids walk into the room and dad's got some wacky underwear, guess who's the wacky dad of the group? This guy.
Look at this.
I got the delivery.
Mark Brady has walked
Have a nice day,
MeUndies.
During the MeUndie read.
Oh, this is nice. Have a nice day. You're darn right I'm going to have
a nice
day.
Now, listen, I got myself a pair of undies that I'm going to go into the bathroom and put on right now. But you, the listener, this is what you get. You get 20% off your first pair. All we're saying is give it a try. Give it a try, and you'll save the 20% off your first pair. Go to MeUndies.com/movethesticks. That's how you get the 20% discount. MeUndies.com/movethesticks. You give it a go, and we dare you.
I just did a beach change right now.
Yeah,
with a towel on.
That's it, man. Surfer action.
Nice.
I will tell you the problem with the beach change when it's early in the morning, and you know you're in college and you're up there at County Line and you know outside of Malibu there. Sometimes you forget. You know that? Oh yeah, that's right. It's just a towel. It's not Velcroed on or anything. It's just kind of tucked in there. And when that wetsuit's a little bit stuck, you know, and you're trying to be aggressive with it, you know, it doesn't compare.
Which was the Chargers kicker? I can't remember who it was at the who they put up the little wall. They surrounded
was it
him.
So, Nate Keating.
It was Keating.
That's who it was. That's right. Keating. Yeah.
Keating. Yeah.
They surrounded him with yellow jackets, security guard
jackets,
so he could make his
Iowa,
water.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All right, we got to do a question here from the MeUndies mailbag. We don't have much
MeUndies
time
here. Yeah, MeUndies mailbag.
This
will be a quick one. Who is the best player from each of your alma maters?
Dexter Coakley.
Oh, that's fun.
Lawrence Taylor.
Dexter Coakley.
That's not cool.
Mark Jones asked this, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
Best NFL player.
Because we didn't have a football team, so Doug Christie would be the Pepperdine Wave of
Doug Christie.
Yeah.
Well, the Indiana Hoosiers produced Anthony Thompson. He's a horse.
Yes.
The best. That was my favorite.
Antoine Randall L. just gets no love.
Randall L., huh?
Nah, Anthony Thompson broke the all-time touchdown
record. What about
Agulier?
He had a nice little three-year window
there. He was good.
What's the name of the quarterback that went to the Redskins from there? It was a big guy, like 6'5". You remember him, Buck?
How long ago?
This is when early 2000s.
6 foot.
He was like
five.
A big quarterback. He was with the Redskins for a handful of years.
Antoine Randall L. is up there too.
What was that name of that guy? He kicked around on like their practice squad for a while.
Roster. Ashamed, I can't think.
How do you not know this one?
I can't think of it. Von Waders.
How dare you not know Indiana football? Come on.
Because you're always claiming.
My 1A is Pitt. Yeah, so I would go with Tony Dorsett or Hugh Greene. Hugh Greene, the superior college football player to your Lawrence Taylor,
but he was. But Carolina beat them.
They have Nate. They drafted Nate
Kelvin
Sudfeld,
Bryan
before him.
AB, my favorite player as a kid.
That's our ongoing mutual lament, Buckies and mine, is that UNC and Pitt have to lead the nation in high-end NFL talent, producing high-end NFL talent over the last dozen or 15 years, and still struggling to go 8-4 every year.
Not every year.
Pretty much.
We're coming.
Oh.
We're coming.
We're not leaving this until I get the name of this guy. We're
Indiana?
The big IU quarterback. I can't Dave, there was Dave, what was the guy who in my freshman year there?
Hamden, this dude.
Jabron Hamden.
Jabron Hamden.
6'6", 240.
Big dude.
There you go.
Large human.
That's all I needed. That's a good show.
I have no
idea.
That's
hefty lefty size.
Good show. Way to know your squad. I mean, we've had like,
I've
had like four players playing the NFL at Indiana. You don't know one of them.
By the way, I just realized we kind of got, because I was trying to think of your guy here, which I had no idea who that was. You just said, oh, but Pitt's my other team. Mm-hmm. And you then failed to mention Dan Marino.
Tony Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett was the all-time leading rusher.
He said Dorsett and Hugh Greene.
I mean, Dan Marino's not in that conversation.
Hugh Greene. Hugh Greene was
if you're ranking, I think if you're ranking Pitt products, yeah. I mean, not how obviously how they performed in the NFL, but as collegiate.
We're ranking them as collegiate.
No, I was told as what they did.
I assumed as...
Hugh Greene.
I remember
the conversation.
Well, then of course Hugh Green's not in the conversation for how he played.
No. I think it's just how they performed.
I don't know. Even that's pretty close. Marino or Dorsett would be neck and neck.
What about
Dorsett
Larry Fitzgerald? Slept on.
Okay, Larry
there
Fitzgerald is in the conversation. Fitzgerald's probably in the top five all time or Super Bowl era wide receivers.
Yep.
Tony Dorsett, whether the public would agree, I think he is top five.
He's sniffing it.
Marino's right in that mix. Probably right around five or six, right?
I better wrap this thing up.
Haven't heard anybody better than Reggie White or Peyton Manning.
Oh, Sully came off the top rope.
Fun with Butch Jones,
yeah. Oh, we're having a whole lot of fun.
Have fun there.
Contract extension talks and my hair's growing.
Hey, what's that? DAT? What's
that?
That way?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not all with the whole
– Huh?
So money.
He's all about his cute little sayings and motivation.
Before we leave, as you're caressing your
row the boat,
underwear, row your boat, love row your boat. So on our last episode, I'm sure you didn't have a chance to listen to it, but we had Sully wanted to bring up some '90s R&B. No one I listened to that one.
Oh, jeez.
So
do we have to close
to
the
top,
close the show
to
with
do
this?
A top. Let's like rank the top R&B songs. I got a question on Twitter. I think is what it was. Is that right, Sully?
Well, it was part of the MeUndies mailbag, and it said, "Who's the number one '90s R&B group?"
He said, "Who do you?" He goes, "Is it Jodeci?"
Jodeci, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Wow. Were you in a studio in La Jolla when you said Jodeci?
I deserve this.
Jodeci.
I deserve this.
Jodeci.
Who is it? Boys to Men?
No. How dare you?
R&B? I don't know.
How dare you?
Yeah, thank you, Sheck.
When he said Jodeci, all I could think of was fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
the face Whoa. Of the pure faces That's of disappointment great. On DJ and Bucky were
Jodeci.
Hey,
what's the old saying? You know, better to keep your mouth shut and be thought stupid.
Open
it up and remove all doubt. There it is, Jodeci.
Yeah, I removed all doubt.
You know what though? That's all right, Sully, because at least you're true. You're true to who you are. Hey, I'm a Tennessee fan that loves Butch Jones. This guy, Jodeci, you can have him.
Well, hey,
I'm a Three Doors Down guy right here, okay? You can have your Jodeci.
I'll tell you. Sully,
you want to know the answer to it? By the way, what was your answer? I would assume mine will be a little bit off the beaten path, I think.
The best 90s R&B
song? Yeah. For me, it's Troop. Because why the hell not, man? Let's go. Let's go, Troop.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, Troop.
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 I'm not Soup.
Troop.
I thought you meant TRU.
I don't know that anything about R&B, period.
Yeah. I mean, that was 90s, and then they just poof, gone.
So my favorite is it was a remake of an old song, but it was off the Jason's Lyric soundtrack, and it was If You Think You're Lonely Now.
If You Think You're Lonely Now. How about that?
Now, can I use New Edition and just claim all of New Edition?
The whole collection.
You know what I mean? I just claim them all.
ABC.
Exactly. I claim BBD. I get Poison. Johnny. Yeah. I get them all. Man. I get Bobby. I get them all.
Get them all. Bobby. Johnny Gill, too.
That's what I said. I get
six.
Johnny. I get BBD. I get them all. So, New Edition is the answer.
We'll give you ABC
as
well.
Giving.
ABC, BBD, East Coast Family. Let's go.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Right. Sully, we're out of here.
Jodakai.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to NFL.com/podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.